This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yep. Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Your dial is set to Sonny Skidmore's favorite radio broadcast. Sonny Skidmore, owner, KLID, AM 1340. Poplar Bluff, Missouri. She owns a radio station that is kind enough to carry USA Prepares as an affiliate, and there are others too. Thank you so much to all of our affiliates. Blake is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Blake, I'm Vincent Finelli. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Stephen Hewers with us, Synergistic Nutrition, SGN80.com. And that would be SGN80.com. Welcome, Stephen.
Good morning, Vincent. Sorry you're having drought out there.
Wow. I got an email from Norm Shealy this morning. And Dr. Shealy said, hey, we got 2.8 inches of rain out in his neck of Missouri. And I responded, great, sounds good. We got 0.25 in the last 3 days. He was talking about the last 3 days.
We've had tons of rain where I live in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, well, you know, I just talked to our son, and it looks like we're going to haul off a couple large loads of cows to be sold. We just can't keep them. And it's you know, what do you do? What do you do? So we're going to have close to three quarters of our herd of cows, which is really going to put a dent in everything we do from now on, because we're going to have to rebuild the herd should the grass ever grow again, and you know, it's dependent on rain. And it's just, for our neck of the woods, it's really a bad situation. And back in the 1950s, I believe 1959, here in Missouri, the drought was so bad that the deer, there weren't any deer. There weren't any rabbits. There was no wildlife. And farmers were cutting down trees, literally cutting down trees so their cows could eat the leaves of the trees. That didn't last very long, because I tried it. I cut down a tree that was in the way. Normally, I just don't cut trees down. I just don't want to do it, no matter what. But we had a tree that was going to fall over anyway. It was a small tree. And I cut it down just to see, just in case we ever had to do it. 20 minutes later, there weren't any leaves on it. I mean, it didn't last very long. So I can't imagine cutting down, you know, trees for cows to eat, because there just aren't enough leaves. And it takes so long to grow a tree. It's like not a good solution. I got one last thing before we get into the meat of today's discussion. I got a call from Sonny Skidmore. I mentioned her name. She owns KLID in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And she said, Vincent, she calls me, you know, every couple of weeks. And she said, Vincent, you know, your broadcast is so different. You have such a variety of instructors. It's great. She said, and she really likes that guy that talks about nutrition. And I said, Stephen Hewer? She said, yes.
Cool. So that's good.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's nice that there's ears out there that appreciate that subject, yeah.
Well, not only that, Sonny Skidmore was a DJ, and she's, you know, met a lot of the greats and country and western greats. I mean, a lot of the big names she's met, you know, many of them over the decades. And she listens. She listens to this broadcast intently. Intently. Well, I mean, it's her job, I mean, to do that, because if we weren't doing something that she thought her radio audience, if she thought her radio audience wasn't interested in, she, you know, she should do the right thing and throw us overboard. But she listens intently, and she loves what we do, and she loves you. So I just wanted to give you that compliment.
Thank you. That's nice.
From upon high. I mean, Sunny Skidmore is an expert, absolute expert in radio. She's about, you know, somewhere near Dr. Sheely's age. So she's been around long enough to know what's good,
right,
and what's not. So I just wanted to pass that along. So
thank you.
One of the things that we wanted to do, Stephen, here of Synergistic Nutrition is I want to raise the bar. I got a couple suggestions that, you know, if you want to expand your listening base, you know, lower the bar, lower it so that, you know, more people can understand what you're saying. And my response to that is absolutely not. No, we want to raise the bar. We want to bring them up so that they will learn more rather than learn less.
I so agree with you. I mean, it's like for years now I've been doing this journey of figuring out the science of how the body works in healing. And it's like I feel like the terms are just a part of what everyone should have become their vocabulary, because it's like if you don't understand these terms, you don't understand what's really going on, then you're going to be a victim the next time you get sick. You're going to do what the doctor tells you to do, and you're going to become a statistic. So, I mean, I agree. I don't think we should dumb it down at all, because in essence, everybody needs to know this, because everybody should be living a high-quality life.
Mm-hmm. And I also believe that the more sophisticated our vocabulary and the more the larger of our vocabulary is, the greater our ability to think deeper, wider, and more precisely. So we can think better. We can, if we know more words, and we have to know what those words mean. If we only know two words, it's, you know, it's hard to be imaginative. So, based on that, you sent me an email. And it is going to raise the bar. Absolutely no question. So, pleomorphism versus monomorphism. That's what we're going to talk about today. Stephen, take it away.
Okay. So first off, we want to just back it up and make sure that people don't just blink out because of the words. Let's define them. So morphism means form. Pleo means many. Mono means single. So pleo means many forms versus a single form. So these are words used in the field of microbiology. So there's been a debate going on in the microbiology world ever since the 1850s, so about 150 years now. And it started with Louis Pasteur and Antoine Bichamp. These were two men defining the field of microbiology back in the 1850s, and Bichamp had his point of view based on his experiments, and Pasteur had his point of view, and actually Pasteur plagiarized quite a bit of Bichamp's findings. But Pasteur's theory was that the blood is sterile. There's these germs outside of us, microorganisms outside of us, that when they come in contact and get inside our bodies, we're subject to disease, infectious or otherwise. And Antoine Bichamp said, well, and he did. This guy is the guy that figured out how to make aniline dyes, so really bright colors that never existed before, that could be used in clothing material. And then he also figured out the disease that was causing the wine industry in France to be decimated at one point in time, and basically how to fix that and save the wine industry. This guy was a really smart guy, came up with some major life-saving or major game-changing discoveries. And one of them was that using his microscope, he basically took the tissue of a plant, the sap of it, and put it underneath a slide under a microscope. And he noticed there was these like white motile particles dancing around. And then he took that same leaf and he froze it and thawed it, and then took the juice and put the juice on the slide and looked at it again. And now those particles were growing into long strands and becoming something that they weren't before. He also took like he'd let a rabbit die, and then he'd put it, bury it into basically a lime powder, a rock calcium powder. And so there's basically no other organisms present. It's like a sterile rock media. And then this rabbit body would basically decompose, and he'd take some of the decomposed material liquefied, put it under the microscope again, and again he'd see these dancing white motile particles. So he found that this particular substance existed universally in animal tissues and plant tissues and human tissues or blood, and that he called it the microzyma, and that under right terrain conditions, this particular white motile particle is contributing to producing hormones and causing cell division and maintaining the health of the animal or plant tissue. Once the terrain became damaged, whether that's toxicity or injury, now these little particles would grow into bacterial forms, is what they called them, and then eventually on into fungal forms. So he basically was analyzed later that when the human body dies, there's 30 different kinds of fungi that will grow out of the body to decompose it back to soil. And so this is that white motile particle in the human body going from a what's called a plant protein. It's basically the most primitive form of Aspergillus niger and mucorracemosis. These are the two dominant plant proteins that actually serve a regulatory role in the body when the body's terrain is healthy. So when the body's pH is alkaline, so that, and this is reflected in your saliva. Saliva pH should be 7 to 7.5. Urine pH should be 6 to 6.8 to basically be in a really healthy terrain where you have high enough oxygen levels that you're in an aerobic cellular processes. You're not, when you're acidic, you go, acidity causes you to have lower oxygen levels and thus create an anaerobic environment for funguses and molds to grow. So basically that aspect, and then the level of toxins in the body. So that's heavy metals, chemicals, drugs, allopathic drugs that have stored in the body, previous antibiotic usage. All these things can alter the human terrain so that this thing that we call the endobiont, this is the term that Gunther Enderlein came up with. So basically this protein is the regulatory factor for life or death depending upon what terrain you give it. And so basically Pasteur theorized that the germ was the cause of disease. Bichamp said it's not the germ, it's the terrain. It's the environment of the tissues that determines whether or not you're creating an environment for these things to grow or not. And at Pasteur's deathbed, when he was on his deathbed, he admitted that Bichamp was correct. He said, I was wrong. The microbe is nothing. The terrain is everything. So, you know, obviously that didn't reach very many people's ears, because we see in modern medicine today and in the FDA regulatory department, they're basically always trying to wage war on the microorganism. I mean, the fact that, you know, we have this incident years ago where somebody ate raw almonds in California and they suffered some kind of an E. coli infection, and they're blaming the almonds and the E. coli as the problem. So let's sterilize all the almonds and basically give you dead food from now on. Well, I'll tell you more on the other side of the break.
Stephen Ewers with us. Synergistic Nutrition, SGN80.com. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class, I can't always talk to Stephen Ewer whenever I want to. Yesterday I called him, and he was busy in a consultation, and he was going to be tied up for the rest of the day talking to clients. And so, Stephen, let me give out your number, 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. Can you just tell us for a couple seconds before we talk about almonds what you do with your consultations, how that works?
Okay, so whether you're remotely consulting with me over the phone or whether you're in person, yesterday I had somebody in person, and you fill out a health evaluation form. It's fairly lengthy so that I know all your health history. It gives me the most information about what to do. I also do what's called a KEST4 scan, QEST4. It's a sophisticated EAV device. That's electroacupuncture according to Vol. So I can literally test a person in person or remotely. And if it's remotely, I use some of their hair, like a quarter, half a teaspoon of their hair as a witness. And, you know, because we're all connected to the quantum field, this, you know, omnipresent God force, everybody is connected. So the machine connects to that person individually and gets accurate information, even though they're remote. Do those two things. And if they're here physically, I also scan them on my amp coil. So I have a device called the amp coil where you use a computer notepad and you speak into it. And based upon your voice analysis, the scan enables it, the machine to determine which frequencies you need most. So whether it's frequencies that are designed to kill pathogens or frequencies that are designed to improve the energy function of your organs. And that's a super powerful device. I bought that device because on their website, there's testimonies, and they're all super impressive, but one of them was a guy that was cured of Lyme's disease in 3 months, and another one was a girl that had hyperthyroid that was cured. And I've used this device for months now, and it's the most effective device I've ever used to kill, like, herpes and Epstein-Barr and things like that. And so, and then also when he was here yesterday, the gentleman that was here, he also did, these amp coil, plus he also spent half an hour on the biocharger. So the biocharger is a Tesla coil that broadcasts a signal, excites gas-filled tubes, and becomes a biological energy that literally fills your body with energy. So after half an hour, you can feel, like, really good, whether it's you want to, you know, have a more meditative mind, or whether you want to have physical energy, or help your kidney or liver function better. It's very powerful. So if you're here in person, you get more. I spent about 4 hours with you. If you're remote by phone, I spent about 3 hours, and basically cover A to Z. And then I get people on the supplements they need, both isopathic remedies from Europe that help break down longstanding chronic and hidden infections, and just basic nutrients that are needed for undermethylators or whatever. So usually people feel pretty good the first, you know, couple of days after starting the program, and I also instruct them on diet and what's going to be the most optimal diet for their regeneration and healing.
Now, is that Tesla coil the same one that you brought to the Get Prepared Expo here in Missouri?
That one is called the Tesla Energy Lights that I brought to that expo in Missouri, but this one is called the Biocharger, and it's actually a little bit stronger. I find that the Tesla Energy Lights is conducive to, it makes you feel more like spiritual, like your aura is being cleaned, but the Biocharger feels like it gives you more physical energy.
Okay. Okay. You're talking about terrain is everything and almonds. Now, please continue that discussion.
So basically, the FDA has basically made all California almonds, they have to be steamed, and therefore killed all the microorganisms and the actual sproutable germ oil within the almonds. You know, everything's killed because you have to steam it in order to be able to sell it legally in the United States of America. The same thing with the Odwalla Juice Company, I think it was. Basically, there was a batch of apple juice that somebody drank that contracted E. coli, and a few people did, but one person was so sick that they put them in the hospital, gave them a bunch of antibiotics, and they died. Kidney failure. And so now they've made the juice companies have to pasteurize their juice. And then, you know, I think it was Coca-Cola that bought them out in the end. And it's just the same name, but, you know, it's being sold by Coca-Cola, and it's all pasteurized fruit and vegetable juices. So what people don't realize is that the enzymatic activity and the structured water and things, those are all lost. You don't get the benefit of all the enzymes that's in the fruit and vegetable juice. You don't get the structured water now because it's been pasteurized. Or the almonds. You don't get the vitamin E and the benefits. So this idea that you have to kill the germ to protect the body from disease is killing the whole society, because you've got a government that's enforcing it so that your food's consistently more dead than ever. So people need to understand this to protest and get the FDA to get off our back.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Stephen Huer, SGN80.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Missouri's governor expressing his sadness and prayers after a duck boat that was carrying over 30 people capsized, killing at least 13 of them on a lake near Branson, Missouri last night. It happened during a storm. Governor Mike Parson tweeting this morning, he's praying for all those involved and all the first responders who are still assisting as searching for several people still missing continues in Table Rock Lake. This woman witnessed it all from the shoreline. She says that thunderstorm was brief but severe.
The storm rolled through, and after that, it was kind of a scary calm.
The NFL announcing it's putting that new national anthem policy it announced in May on hold. The NFL and its players union saying they have to continue their dialogue so they can work through the anthem issue. This is USA Radio News.
A new survey by Michelin North America reveals 42% of teens in seven major U.S. cities are driving with unsafe tire tread and 40% with improper tire pressure. And according to the CDC, car crashes are still the number one killer of teens in the U.S. To address this serious issue and motivate teens to check their tires, Michelin, in partnership with the FIA, the governing body of motorsports, has launched the Street Tread Contest, offering teens a chance to win a limited edition sneaker created in collaboration with youth culture brand Vans. How it works? Teens must prove their street tread, share a photo showing that they know how to check a tire's tread depth using a penny, and or know how to check the tire pressure, and tag hashtag Street Tread Contest on Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter. Visit beyondthedrivingtest.com/street tread to enter and learn more. And don't forget to check your tire pressure and tread depth at least once a month.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Stephen Huer, if we were to boil down the last half hour of what you were explaining and teaching us in class today, would it be that you can't be healthy eating a dead eating dead food? An example might be similar to what we might have heard about on the news, the real news, that you know, you can take a McDonald's hamburger and you can leave it out for couple of years and it kind of looks the way it looked when you first left it out, being dead food, chemically preserved food. If you eat that kind of food, you can't be healthy, period. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. And, you know, it's like the older you get, when you're younger, your body's detox capacity is greater. And so, you know, people eat these junk foods and seemingly don't have any negative effects because the body's liver, kidney, respiratory, perspiration are all working so fast. But ultimately, it does catch up with them usually. And, you know, you see kids with acne in high school and stuff, and it's because those toxins are coming out through the skin. It's really based upon how well you detox. And so that's dependent upon your genetic strength or weakness. The older generations were genetically stronger, so they, you know, drank their alcohol every night, smoked their cigarettes every night, ate their cooked food their whole lives, and still had, you know, all their marbles when they're in their 80s and still functioning pretty well. The later generations are weaker genetically because of a lot of things, and so their detox capacity is weaker. So they're going to feel the effects of that, you know, drug, that allopathic drug they're taking more. They're going to feel the effects of the cooked foods or the fast foods more. So it's really how much of this debris builds up. So when you eat cooked foods are, you know, lost their electron activity, their enzyme activity. There's denatured proteins. There's lipid peroxides and things from cooked proteins. So those are all toxic to the body. Your liver and kidneys and lymph system have to take time to excrete them. And if they can keep up with that excretion process, then there's no buildup. But if they're not keeping up with it, and that's what happens the older you get, they don't keep up with it, this stuff builds up. It's what causes your annual colds and flus. And then people ignorantly try and stop the cold or flu with their Tylenol or their antibiotics and stuff, which is the worst thing you could do. You would be much better off to let it run its course, because the course of an infection is basically nature trying to clean up the body. It's the bacteria and viruses are acting like janitors to digest and decompose and excrete things that built up in your system and your body couldn't do on its own. So it's best to let a cold or flu run its course. And you could use natural things to help you drain and detox quicker and overcome the infection quicker, but just don't suppress it with allopathic drugs. That's the worst thing you could do. Yeah, I've come to the point where I have to eat raw pretty much 90 to 100% of the time if I want to feel my best. So that's raw vegetarian, that's raw animal proteins. It's only cooked foods that end up being the one thing you have control over. You don't have control over the environmental pollutants. You don't have control over the electromagnetic pollution you're exposed to, but you do have control over the water you drink and the food that you eat. And so, you know, if you want maximum quality life, it's got to be raw, 100% raw. The people that have chosen that life's path have proven to be the most healthiest people and the, you know, most well-known teachers in the healing arts field. But this subject of the microorganism is like, you know, people are, it's in their subconscious. So, you know, I could say this all day long and it's still going to just, you know, just pass over water like off them, like water off duck's back, because their subconscious is telling them that germ is the cause of disease. Just like you had Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes was told as a little kid that, you know, the germ was going to possibly kill him. He needed to be very fearful and protective of himself from germs. So in this subconscious belief took over his life as an adult, and he was extremely paranoid of microorganisms. He wouldn't shake your hand unless he had a glove on. just very, very paranoid life. That's the subconscious. So people have to learn to re-educate the subconscious. And if they take time to read a good book on the subject, like Be Champ or Pasteur, that's one book that's out there, and you can read up on the Gunther Enderlein and all his discoveries like I've studied, you'll find that there's major scientists that already disagreed with Pasteur way back in his day. you know, you had Claude Bernard. He disagreed with him. He was a contemporary of his. You had a Russian scientist named Eli Metchnikoff, who also disagreed with Pasteur. He said it wasn't the germ, it was the terrain. And he was so confident in his findings that he, in front of an audience, this Russian guy, Eli Metchnikoff, drank cholera-infected water and did not suffer one cholera symptom, proving that the microbe is not the cause, it's the terrain. It's kind of like mosquitoes. Mosquitoes seek out a stagnant pond of water to, you know, lay their eggs in and breed new mosquitoes. The stagnant pond wasn't caused by the mosquitoes. It's you know, it's just the ideal environment. Just like germs and viruses, fungus, and bacteria are going to go to the toxic damaged tissues of the body. And, you know, there's that thing called maggot therapy back in World War II, and things when the soldiers were injured and left on the field for long lengths of time before they could be attended to by medical personnel. You know, the flies would lay eggs in their wounds, and the maggots would eventually hatch, and they would eat only the unhealthy damaged tissue, and thus saving their leg from gangrene and saving their leg from amputation. So there's things like this in nature, like that example, that points that this is actually the case, that germs and viruses and things, because the human microbiome is growing every day. It's not just the digestive tract bacteria. It's the bacteria that are all throughout the body, all throughout the skin. If bacteria were the cause and the problem, then why is it infants throughout the world always put dirt in their mouth and objects off the ground in their mouth? full of bacteria, because it could be millions of bacteria in a little bit of dirt, and they're no, you know, not harmed from it. So it's a big topic. And so I worked with, basically, this guy Gunther Enderlein in Germany looked at blood under a microscope for 60 years and basically identified all these life cycles of these this protein that we call the endobiome. And when the terrain is healthy, it doesn't grow into the bacterial forms. When the terrain is unhealthy, it grows into the bacterial forms, and you can see it in the blood analysis under the microscope. And so he developed these remedies where you let the Aspergillus or the Mucor grow from its infant stage all the way to a mature mold, and then it fruits. It's they call it spermites. It's the spores. It fruits these, and these spermites are now the remedy. You can actually take them supplementally, and they'll go in and they'll copulate with the pathogenic forms of the bacteria and cause them to break down into harmless forms. So Mucor is good for like getting rid of congestion in the body and the circulation system. Aspergillus is used for the bones and for the nervous system. Quentons is used for viral infections. Penicillin notatum is used for bacterial infections plus alleviating inflammation. So we've got all these remedies that are just work wonders in the body to unblock chronic stuck conditions with people, you know, haven't been well for a long time. And I actually started working with these back in the 90s, but then I had that interference with the FDA from 2005 to 2015. I had 10 years of court hearings, you know, in and out of jail, prison, all that stuff. So I was distracted heavily from my own profession and exploring all the different tools that I have in my armamentarium. But now I'm finally getting back into working with the what's called isopathic remedies. And it's really, they're excellent. I'm impressed with the results we're getting.
You know, Stephen, you mentioned jail and prison. And I've told our class that I've been attacked by the state of Missouri, you know, threatening me over unpaid sales tax for $100,000, and they came after me, and you know they wanted our everything, and I fought them because it was not true. It was absolutely bogus.
Right.
So when you mention jail and prison, class, I want to make sure that you all understand that you can be arrested and you're not a criminal. You can be arrested.
Yeah.
And you're not a criminal.
You can have a felony and you're not a criminal.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there are a couple times that I went to a convention here in Missouri and the cops show up. And they go, "Are you Vincent Finelli?" Yeah. "Will you step outside?" "Did I do something wrong?" "Step outside." "Did you see me do something wrong?" "Please step outside." "Or what?" "Or you're going to jail." It's like, what? Okay, tell you what. I paid $10 to come into this convention. I want my money back, and then let me get my money back, and then I'll go outside with you guys. And then, you know, I was with another guy and one of our instructors, and he said, "Yeah, well, I drove him, so I want my $10 back too." And then we went outside, and they said, "You know what? Would you just go away, please? And if you go away, we won't arrest you." So I could have fought it out with them. They're ready to shoot me. Literally, I have a picture of that. One guy was ready to draw his gun on me, and we left. But the point is, class, the point is that you can be arrested, you can spend some time in jail, and not have committed a crime, and not be a felon. Yeah, however, yep. they can determine that you are a felon, even though you're not. So I just want to make sure that you're clear on that. I know Stephen Huer. I spent quite a bit of time with him. I really like him, and I'm proud to call him my friend. And I'm proud to have him. Well, I'm proud to have him as a USA Prepares instructor. Hey, Stephen, really? This will sound a little dictatorial, but if I didn't like you and I didn't trust you and I didn't believe in you, you wouldn't be on the air. It's as simple as
totally.
That.
I would expect that, yeah, sure.
At least with me, okay?
So, I'm the same way.
Yeah, yeah. So, Stephen, what do we do? So we eat foods that are cooked in animal fats. We are surrounded by toxins 360 degrees, surrounded by toxins. What you recommend raw, right? Raw meat?
Yeah.
How do we do that?
But the thing is,
how's the average guy going to do that?
most people won't do that, but it is plausible and easy to do if you have health issues that you've not been able to overcome and you're tired of suffering and you want quality of life. You may become motivated enough to read the books on it, We Want to Live, and the other one, The Recipe for Living Without Disease, and learn what this one man discovered that had autism and cured himself and had type 1 diabetes and cured himself and bone cancer and cured himself and basically became this stellar example of a super radiantly healthy person on an all-raw primal diet. We know raw vegetable juices, raw meats, raw eggs, raw milk, raw cream, raw butter, raw everything, right? And then there's the Luke Corona guy who's raw vegan vegetarian who thrives on that diet, and he's like Hercules at 64 and still planning on getting married and having kids. He's got so much energy. And so the raw diet is putting living food. When you look at a Carolyn photography of the energy field of living food, you could see an actual like a little lightning storm of energy and with colors radiating off of that food, depending on how much life force it has. The less life force it has, the smaller the sparks are and the less light there is, and the more you can see it. So the living foods have this life force, and that gets downloaded into your body. It's just like when you're breathing. You're not living off just the oxygen that you're breathing in the air. There's something called prana in the air. Prana is this electrical spark. It's like the life energy of God that you're breathing and charging your body up with just breath all the time. So life foods have that pranic energy, and they make you live longer with higher quality of life.
All right, we'll be back. I've got a question.
I'll give you an option.
Yeah, okay. And I've got a question for you when we come back.
Okay.
Stephen Huer.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Stephen, when I was growing up, I was born in the 1950s, the early 1950s, and when I was at my grandmother's and grandfather's house, I saw the first time I saw this, I was kind of shocked. My grandfather would take a raw chicken egg, and he would take a small, like the end of a fork, for example, one of the sharp edges of a fork. And he would work on the end of the chicken egg, and he'd poke a little hole in it. I mean, a little tiny hole. Mm-hmm. And then he'd go to the other end of the chicken egg, and he'd poke a little hole in that and peel away the little pieces that were left. And then he'd put it up to his mouth. He'd hold it up, and he would just suck the egg right out of the shell. Have you ever seen that?
Yep. Yeah, definitely. I've done it. I mean, it's one of the ways by which you eat a raw egg. It's like without having to use a container to pour it into. You're on the road and you just want to have something to fuel yourself. You can poke the holes in it like you did and just suck it out. That's totally. And today's eggs, you've got pasture raised eggs now where they're eating enough grass that they got all the vitamin A, vitamin K2, and vitamin D. I don't know if it's vitamin K2, but I'm sure I know there's vitamin A. So the more yellow, the more orange, the more red your yolk is, the more vitamin A is in there. And that's from the eating the grass and stuff. But I was going to say, for people that are like totally turned off, can't get over the idea of eating raw, I want to say that, yeah, you can somewhat subtract from the negatives of cooked if you take at least one time every year and you do a 10-day juice fast while you take a bulking agent like clay and the soluble fiber stuff, and you drink the soluble fiber and stuff with clay four times a day with some herbs, with some vegetable juice, basically cleaning out the alimentary canal so it's super clean and your whole body gets clean. And so you catch up with the detox process when you give your body the break that it needs every once in a while of not eating and fasting on juices. So that's one way to continue to eat cooked foods and, you know.
All right, so here's a question that sort of ties with that. So we have a neighbor who said to me, hey, you know, I've got to get a colonoscopy and I'm going to take this stuff and I'm going to be drinking. I'm going to be on the toilet for the next, you know, couple of hours. Is that a, you know, should we do that as a practice, maybe, you know, a couple times a year, you know, clean ourselves out that way? Or is that destructive compared to what you were talking about with the 10-day juice fast and the soluble fiber and the clay?
Well, the way that I'm talking about it is all regenerative. Doing any kind of intestinal laxative that's a drug laxative is harmful. So then it's really not cleaning you out. You're getting rid of just, say, the immediate fecal contents, but most people don't know that your body builds up a mucus layer and, in many instances, a fecal matter layer that dries on, and it doesn't come off from just one cathartic cleansing. You have to do this, you know, soluble fiber with juice and clay. The fiber expands and becomes the broom. The clay becomes the magnet. So as it passes through the intestines, and you take a good intestinal cleanser like lower bowel formula, like two capsules in between these shakes. You do that four times a day, and that's going to act like easy off and clean this mucus and this fecal matter off, and the clay and the fiber will act to brush it and pull it off so that it comes out in literally like plastic rubber. And so that's what happened to me when I did my cleanse when I was 21, because for 4 years I had serious constipation from mercury poisoning. So I did that 10-day cleanse, and all this tire rubber fecal matter came out on days 5 through 8, and I felt like a brand new human being. And I also felt a lot of love. It was kind of a spiritual experience, too. So it's a gift you're giving yourself. It's not depriving yourself to do a juice fast. It's actually, you'll look younger, you'll feel younger. It's quite a pleasant experience. And all that, it's nice to feel your stomach sunken in again and really not protruding anymore, too. And that's one of the things that can happen when you do this, is your stomach starts being flat again, you know.
Interesting you mentioned that. I was going to bring this up, that I was looking through one of the magazines, and there was an article, actually it was an advertisement for the Farm Bureau, and the Farm Bureau is an insurance company, and they had all these members of the, you know, employees of the Farm Bureau. They're all getting their picture taken. They're standing, you know, all proud to be members of the Farm Bureau, and almost every one of them was way overweight. They were really proud to be in this picture. But if they actually got a chance to see themselves, they would have said, I think I better do something about this body that I'm carrying around. And when you mentioned the protruding belly, you know, that's one of the things that came to mind. So can they do something if they wanted to reduce their weight and have a lower body mass index than the one is, you know, in the obese category? Can they do something immediately?
Yeah, immediately. It's just this cleanse I'm talking about. And if you do it right, you still have energy and you can suppress your appetite. You're not consistently hungry or anything. And you can do 10 days on fresh vegetable and fruit juices with these supplements, and you'll drop pounds and pounds, and you'll look younger and feel younger. And if you've got aches and pains, they tend to go away. You become more flexible. That's one thing I noticed about a fast, is always become more limber and flexible. It's really nice.
Stephen, thank you so much for being with us today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.